JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 63, Shmuel Mohelever and Edmund de Rothschild.
In the 1870s, the secretary of the Lovers of Zion was a rabbi by the name of Shmuel Mohelever, who was the rabbi in the city of Bialystok. He was a noted Talmudic scholar, but more than that, he was a man of great vision and action. And he saw the purpose of the Lovers of Zion in grand terms, not just in fact that we're going to support a few people, but we're going to build the entire country. For that, he really needed enormous sums of money, and there weren't that many people, in Eastern Europe at least, who had that kind of money. In Paris, there was a young man, still in his late 20s, Edmund de Rothschild, who was a scion of the famous Rothschild family, extremely wealthy. Like many wealthy children of wealthy parents, he decided that he wasn't going to devote himself anymore to banking and to business, but he was going to become a philanthropist. He was going to distribute the money. Whether people do that out of guilt or out of more noble emotions, it's not for me to judge. But the results are good. You can ask the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates, etc. It's a well-known phenomenon. Now, Mohelever, who speaks no French and is a typical Eastern European rabbi, goes to visit Rothschild, who is French to the core, Western, somewhat assimilated, but with a warm spot for Jewish tradition. And he's looking somehow to spend his money in a productive basis. Mohelever proposes to him that the Baron should undertake building new, today we call them settlements, maybe that's a dirty word, then it was called colonies, Jewish colonies throughout the land of Israel, to purchase the land and to encourage Jews to come and farm it. And the Baron would, so to speak, make up the deficits until these colonies would be self-sufficient. The Baron was inspired. He saw it as his life's work, as it ended up being his life's work, because for 60 years, he was the great philanthropist. And there over 39 colonies, I think 41 or something like that, were established directly or indirectly through the aid of the Baron. And the Baron's first idea was to plant grapes, have a vineyard, produce a winery, sell the wine, they'll be able to support themselves. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.